Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
My name is Rich McFadden. She is Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler and Molly Page over there about 10 feet to my right. Doug Steffen is off for his annual physical with Dr. Ken. There are going to be things happening to Doug by Dr. Ken today we don't want to know anything about.
But video will be posted on the website.
Right, exactly.
Don't laugh. Actually, Doug put a picture of his colonoscopy up there once. You remember that?
Yep, he sure did.
Please. Yeah. Not shy.
That is
kidding.
One guy that is not embarrassed to talk about the most intimate guy. He is the, former NBC Today Show anchor, Katie Couric, of radio. He will put it out there, man. So anyway, Doug's off getting his physical with Dr. Ken. So we are here to kind of bring you up to speed on what's going on in Waco with the bikers and just all over the place. So, Molly, what is the latest with the biker gang situation? I had no idea. I had no clue. Jennifer, I mean, you live in a biker neighborhood, apparently, so you had a clue.
Yeah.
I'm totally out of touch that there were still biker gangs. My brother's, like, wears leather and rides Harleys, and I thought that was the new biker gang. But Molly says, no, this still happens.
Well, there's a difference between motorcyclists, people who ride a bike or ride on the weekend or, you know, ride for
lawyers
enjoyment.
And doctors who lever up on the weekends.
And biker gangs. And these biker gangs are the real deal. This is their livelihood and their lives. They live in these gangs. This is their brotherhood. And, you know, there's not something else on the side.
Man,
this is what they do.
I'm so suburban.
You're so suburban.
All right, so yesterday we learned that it all started. I mean, we knew there was going to be a fight anyway, but it all started after one of them ran over another one's foot.
Well, yeah, that's never a good idea, you know.
Well, that hurts.
Advice your mama gives you, don't run over a biker's foot with your bike.
Mean, biker man.
Yeah, so, yeah, that kind of set it off. And these two gangs, they've been rivals for quite some time, both jockeying for positions in Texas. Banditos have been in Texas for a long time, and they have more members than the other gang, the Cossacks. So that's kind of what started it. The preliminary autopsy results have come back, and it shows that all nine of the men killed were killed by gunshots. Who fired those guns, whether it was from police fire, rival gangs, friendly fire, who knows? Mostly they were in their 40s. They aged in range from 27 to 65, again, according to their police reports. And around 100 weapons were found.
But now this was something that was a bubbling and brewing under the surface, because even though it started with somebody running over another guy's foot, the police knew about this, right? They knew that there was going to be some sort of outbreak of violence.
This
at some
has
point.
Been going on between these two gangs for at least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this has been going on for quite some time.
Why don't they just get out? Why don't they just give them a big field and say, here, you guys meet and do whatever you
want
to do?
You want them to do this. Why do you want them to do this?
Because
you want to watch.
This is like Thunderdome. You want biker Thunderdome.
Right, you will not stop gang violence.
You want to have your kid wrestling an alligator also? Is that going to be the preliminary match? I mean, come on.
That might be fun. No. Pay-per-view it. Why not? 1995, watch all you want. Hey, I mean, these guys are 40 and 50 years old. Really? You're going to tell them, hey man, you know, it's not like they're all 19 years old like these gangs that you can walk into an inner city and give them another option. These guys have pretty much chosen their path for life, and this is it. What are you going to do with these guys? Exactly.
They're not going away. I mean, really, I think the Cossacks were formed in the 60s, the late 60s. So this has been going on for quite some time.
I was looking at the leader of one of the gangs yesterday. He's like me. He's my age.
Yeah. Bikers are never young-looking dudes. I mean, even if they are young, they look gnarly because of all the facial hair. So I wouldn't imagine that any of them are super young. But this has been something that's going on, and it's just like street gangs. I mean, they still have businesses in there that they're trying to protect, whether it's drugs or arms or whatever they're bringing through. I mean, you know,
I just don't see these guys being that tough. I mean, these
They will gut you like, are you nuts?
Oh, man, my knee. Hold on.
That's why they have the weapons that they have. They're like, I don't want to exert myself and throw a kick to your head, so I will just cut out your liver.
Hey, time out, guys. I'm tired. Hold on a minute. I need to get some granola or something like that. You know, it's just... I rode for a bit with
a guy who had one leg, and he was a lot tougher than I was. I'll bet he could outrun me.
Yeah. I can't believe you're even making fun of him, Rich.
I think it's hysterical. I think you're old, you're fat, and you've got a gun. Go in there and duke it out with somebody in the last 30 seconds because they'll all collapse because they're fat and tired.
Well, that's not kind of how it played out in this instance.
Yeah, they all shot each other.
Well, yeah.
Nobody died from hand-to-hand combat.
No, they don't need to go there anymore, Rich.
How many people die from hand-to-hand combat in young people's street gangs? I mean, you think about, you know, the street gangs that we identify all the time, and most of them die because they're shooting at each other.
I'm so out of touch.
You are out of touch, sir. You need to actually come and, like, slum it with me. Why don't you come spend the night at the Casa de Horn for a weekend? You're out of touch, buddy. You're like Bill Clinton saying he has to work for his, you know, $550,000.
What are you talking about? I got plenty of friends and bikers. They're all my friends.
You even know how much a gallon of milk is, Rich, or somebody buying it for you.
Yeah, my wife buys
it.
I buy all the other stuff, but she takes care of the milk.
Should we make mention of the vehicle recall?
Yeah, 60 seconds on the vehicle recall, the airbag recall, please.
Okay, biggest vehicle recall in history in the United States. There's a lot of information on the website, so you can put in your VIN number and find out if your car is involved in this. This is involving the Takata airbags. There's been a lot of focus on this over the last few years. It has just expanded. These are the airbags that explode, especially in humid climates, and there have been at least five deaths. Yeah. That's one thing you have going for you there, Jen. No humidity in California.
Nope.
This is a huge recall because these airbags can explode and shoot shrapnel into the driver.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so you definitely want to go on the site, type in your VIN number, and see if your car is involved in the recall.
Maybe just ship about 100,000 cars over to ISIS and let them drive around in the desert for a little while.
You are always thinking.
Hey, man, you've got a problem.
That's what you do.
Here's an answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up in just 90 seconds, Dr. Ron Hoffman's going to help you get healthy for the day, and Jennifer's having some real serious problems with her allergies,
in
and so
life.
Is Molly, and in life. So we're going to help you with your allergies and a couple other health issues coming up. I can't help Jen with all of her other stuff. It's 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I try. Well, so 14 past the hour on good day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
At Jersey Mike's, we believe you give to give. And Memorial Day is more than a day off from work. It's a day to remember the fallen who have served our country. This Memorial Day weekend, come into any Jersey Mike's sub and make a donation to Wreaths Across America. When you do, we'll give you a free American flag and a great big smile. After all, this weekend, we're all on the same team. Always nourish, always flourish. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jennifer, Molly, Ken, Rich, and Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. And Jennifer's having some serious, and Molly actually, some serious allergy issues. And it's always good to get an update on how we can help them.
Well, indeed. You know, a lot of my patients are showing up in my office, you know, sneezing, wheezing, eyes burning. It was a really bad day yesterday. And you know, this has to do with the seasonal migration of pollen. And every year they seem to say it's the worst year ever.
It feels like it's getting worse.
Well, this year was very cold winter in the Northeast, so they say it was the worst year. But previous years, it's been a very warm year, so they say, okay, well, the pollen was worse because it was a warm winter. Who knows? It always seems to be bad. And so some of the things that you could do, you know, when people have allergic problems, it's like the sum total of all their allergies. And when the pollen arrives, it's like your cup runneth over. It's like an additional, like the straw that breaks the camel's back. So what you may want to do is clean up your home, make sure that there's not a lot of chemicals or dust in your home. That'll reduce your threshold for allergic problems.
Can I clean up my cat?
There's only one way to go with that. And hey, guess what? You know, even if your cat dies, you get rid of it. For years, you may have cat dander residue in your home.
Are you threatening my cat?
I am your cat's nemesis because the cats are a major cause of problems. So the other thing is diet, because excess sugar in the diet. Also, certain types of alcohol, red wine, beer, typical allergy triggers.
No.
Also, for some people, getting rid of wheat or dairy can make a big difference in their seasonal allergies. They're not as bad if they're on a
It's funny you mentioned sugar and wheat and dairy. There's a friend of mine that works here at the network, and he has alopecia, which is when you lose your hair. And so what he's trying to do to remedy that is he's cut out all dairy. Yep. He's cut out all
It makes sense. It's an autoimmune disease.
Right. And you know what the byproduct of all that effort is? To forget the alopecia. He's still got that, but he's got no allergies.
Okay.
He's had allergies bad for years and years and years. All of a sudden, boom, allergy-free.
Right. Unintended consequence. So it is very important to look at diet as a cofactor in this. Also, with the advent of new ways to treat allergies, in our office we give sublingual drops to people based on their allergy test. So they're allergic to cats, we can desensitize them. This is the new way to go without shots. And patients can take the drops home. I did the allergy shots,
and it made me so sick to go in there, and my arm would swell.
Why do you own a cat if you're allergic?
I don't know if I'm allergic to cats.
People don't own cats.
Exactly right.
There's no way around it. It's like an irrational.
I would just think that any person that has an allergy issue should not have a cat, right?
Yeah. Whatever, Rich. They're so cute.
They are, and they'll comfort you when you're not feeling well from your allergies.
Not mine. Mine just bites me. You're sneezing too loud.
Jennifer turned me onto a website a while back called Fooducate.com. Fooducate.com. Yesterday, I had an interesting article that piqued Jennifer and my interest. 98% of Americans don't get enough micronutrient potassium in their diet. And, you know, they make the point that we all know how to get vitamin C, but we don't know how to get potassium. How important is potassium, and what are some of the ways that we can get more of it?
It's very key, and there are a couple of reasons why people don't have enough potassium. Number one, a lot of us don't have enough fruits and vegetables, which are our main sources of potassium. You know, meats deliver a lot of sodium, but plant-based foods deliver a lot of
potassium. I'm looking down here, bananas, squash, spinach, avocados, sweet potatoes, mushrooms.
Number two, simply the medications that people take. A lot of people take medications that deplete potassium. That's a problem. But here's a caveat. There are certain people have to restrict their potassium because they're on medications that raise potassium, or they're elderly and their kidneys aren't working well, so they're on potassium-restricted diets. So, you know, get checked out. Make sure that, you know, taking extra potassium is right for you, or seeking out lots of fruits and vegetables and juices is right for you, because you can't OD on potassium. So it's Goldilocks.
So I'm sitting there looking at
too little, just right.
Why potassium is important. Number one, builds muscles.
It stabilizes your heart rhythm.
Yes.
That's the key
electrical
aspect of
activity
that.
Of the heart.
Blood pressure.
If my dad has AFib, because he was just recently diagnosed with that, is that something that he should do, or is it too late?
Very key. Yeah, it actually will help. Potassium and magnesium will actually help stabilize the heart rhythm. So it's very important to keep them together.
Jennifer, we just saved your father's life.
Exactly.
In 3 minutes, Dr. Ron Hoffman
You'll take potassium. You'll get rid of the cat, and we'll be in business.
Hey,
there we go.
A bill's out in the mail to you right now.
Game over.
There it is. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. It's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Mm-hmm.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal...
Doug Steffens, good day. Sam's Doug, Molly, Ken, Jennifer, and Rich here with you. Going over the top five songs from this week in 1970. Jennifer wasn't even a thought.
Nope.
I was six. Ken and I were five and six and stuff like that. And, man, let me tell you something. The other night on The Voice, one of the contestants did a Paul Simon song with What's-His-Face from Maroon 5, Adam Levine. And it was great. They sounded, and it reminded me the genius of Paul Simon. And really how Art Garfunkel was just a prop next to Paul Simon, because that guy unfortunately had no, he's got a beautiful voice, but just no career after Paul Simon. So they were the number five song this week in 1970, and they got bumped out of the number four spot by our friends Paul, John, Ringo, and Joel.
And when the broken hearted people living in the world agree,
one of the most simply amazing songs of all time.
But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Molly, who's your favorite Beatle?
Well, it would be Paul.
It would be Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to say now, though. With every year that passes, I like them all together as one.
Ah, what a politically correct answer. I love that.
Well, I was in love with Paul when I was five.
Right. You named your dog McCartney.
Yeah. So when you're five, of course, Paul's the one you're going to be
right.
in love with.
Right. So I know
why?
Ken goes
was he
back
the cutest?
And forth.
Is that why?
Yeah, he was
my mom's in love with Paul still to this day. I'd have to pick Paul.
And maybe I'm amazed. I mean, a voice
right.
does not get more
See,
beautiful
and that's,
than
that. That was exactly my point. His voice on Let It Be and on Maybe I'm Amazed, I think are two of the most powerful things I've ever heard. It's, they're simple songs, really, but his voice is just so powerful, and I don't think that John really was able to pull that off. And I know Ken's a big John fan. You know, you go back and forth, but I just think Paul is just so powerful in his singing.
Well, in some, you know, John's version of Stand By Me makes the hairs on my arm stand up. So I think they each have their spot. George, God, he has some beautiful songs.
Oh, yeah.
While my guitar
Ringo's
gently
just,
weeps.
And, oh, yeah. And Ringo's just so fun. I mean, you know,
yeah.
They really did.
Yeah, I think Ringo's my favorite today.
Really?
Oh, there's only a couple to choose from.
But that's awesome that you love Ringo. All right, so let's switch gears here and actually switch into high gear and go with the Ides of March. And vehicle. Yeah, let me tell you something. When I was 25 years old or so, and I was in my GTO driving down the street, if this song came on, look out, because I was doing 100 miles an hour. If you didn't see me in your rearview mirror, you didn't see me at all. Because it's just right by you. I love this.
That should be an excuse to get out of a ticket.
I use it a couple times.
Really?
I'm like, dude, listen to this. And I crank up the stereo. Yeah.
You can't drive slow.
All right, get your dancing shoes on. Let's see, 1970, little Michael would have been what, 8 or 10?
That's a little...
Yeah, such a little cutie.
Oh, God, the guy's amazingly talented even at that age. And that shows what can happen if your dad beats you every day and makes you practice for 10 hours.
Why is everyone so quiet after that comment?
That guy is a... Because he's a monster. Joe Jackson was a monster.
No.
I mean, look at all the kids. All the kids have got issues.
Right.
I just think he's that talented in spite of the childhood.
Yeah, a good way to look at it. All right, finish it off with Guess Who. And there's your top five from this week in 1970. And Doug Stephens, good day. It's 28 past the hour.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. In the news, 3 superbugs are an urgent threat because of antibiotic resistance. In other words, they are really difficult to treat. They are Clostridium difficile, a group of bugs called C. or E., and drug-resistant gonorrhea. C. difficile. This bug causes life-threatening diarrhea, and it happens why? You're on antibiotics. Seek prompt treatment, or you may end up with a poop transplant. No joke. Who wants that? Not me. C. or E. These life-threatening bacteria, unfortunately, are commonly found in our hospitals. The best treatment? Prevention. So if you're hospitalized, assist anybody and everybody that touches you, washes their hands first. No exceptions. Drug-resistant gonorrhea? This is an STD. So use a condom already. They work. This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT compact tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is off to get his annual physical with Dr. Ken, and you will hear the horror stories tomorrow, I guarantee it. So,
and you might even see some pictures.
Right, yeah.
Always
if you're lucky,
very exciting.
You can go to DougSteffens.com tomorrow and see some really graphic pictures.
And there should be some airline stories, too, because he's got to fly.
Oh, he's going to fly, yeah. So we're going to hear about how wonderful the airlines treated him. So there it is. There's Molly, Ken, Jennifer, and Rich here with you. And we're going to do a little segment now called People Who Are Going to Hell Today. It's always fun. We like to do it. People who are going to hell today are anybody who is related to these charity foundations who stole your money when you wanted to give to kids with cancer, and then they spent it on things like what?
$187 million collected that they used on themselves instead of on cancer research.
All right, so Molly, what's the story here?
They used this money, these cancer charities, four of them actually, the people who were involved in this, and they bought themselves cars, luxury cruises, concert tickets, even a dating membership for families and friends. This is one of the largest charity fraud accusations ever leveled in the U.S.
Whoa. I hate to interrupt you, but can we go back for a second?
Mm-hmm.
If you have stolen $187 million, that makes you pretty rich, right?
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Who needs a dating membership?
Exactly. Hi, my name is Rich, and I have $187 million.
Have you seen, let's go out.
Pictures of any of these folks?
Money buys a lot of things. Ask Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, wait, you can't. But you get my drift.
I do. I don't know. When you see some of these people, I don't think that's enough money.
$187 million?
I think you'd have to get into the B's, the billions.
How much would it take, Molly?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a... Knowing what I knew about them when I saw their pictures, there is not enough money in the world.
All right, so these people stole $187 million. How did they do this? Do we know?
Well, they said that... along with the Federal Trade Commission, law enforcement involved, 50 states got involved in this. Charging Cancer Fund of America, these are the cancer institutes that these people set up, or cancer charities, Cancer Support Services, Children's Cancer Fund of America, and the Breast Cancer Society. So these were the charities that these people set up. People donated because we want to help. We want to help kids. We want to fight breast cancer. And then they just took the money.
You know, this, according to the story that I'm reading, the charities use telemarketers to collect $20 donations at a pop from people across the country. Do you guys get those phone calls? Because I do. Like, a lot of them are the police league, or some, I probably have gotten ones from these kids. Right. And they call you and say, oh, would you like to donate today? And I have to tell you, I've never donated over the phone because I'm so wary of that, because you don't know who they are. And I've had people say, the legitimate ones will say, can we send you something in the mail? We have your address. Says blah blah blah. Can we send you something so that then you can at least have a piece of paper to look at and check it out online if you're compelled.
If somebody comes to my front door looking for a donation, I say, do you have any literature that has your website on it?
Mm-hmm.
I will look up your website and I will look at making a donation later. Well, but we're out in the neighborhood today. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you any cash right now or a check. I want to do my due diligence and I want to make sure that you guys are for real. So if you have some literature, even if it's a business card with your website, that I can go and do my due diligence.
But it's not difficult to do that. I mean, you can get a business card and a website.
Right, and that's all it takes. So do that. But then you know what I do?
What?
If I've never heard of you, I go to charitynavigator.org.
Good for you.
And I look you up. And if you are not in, because one of these charities, I just looked up the Kids Cancer Fund. I just looked up at charitynavigator.org. Not even there. They have no record of whether they're good or bad. And if you're not at charitynavigator.org, I'm not giving. Sorry.
You know, the worst ones, I think, and I don't know if you guys get them. I know, Molly, you used to live in California, so maybe you know them, and I don't know if you guys got them on the East Coast. Ken, you live in the boondocks, so probably not. But these kids that are probably high school age that look pretty big when they come to your door, they knock and then they tell you that they're raising money for some sort of, you know, after school program, trip to Europe or trip to XYZ, and they're trying to sell you magazine subscriptions, and their magazine prices are like $30 for a magazine subscription that I could get for $10, but they kind of, you know, they sort of intimidate you. They're good size adult men that come to the door asking to sell magazines.
Don't open your door to strangers.
I don't. I keep my little metal security door shut.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have them saying, well, but I really need to go on this trip. I need, you know, and I ask them like you do, Rich, well, what's the information? What's this organization all about? And they can never answer that question.
Yeah,
your organization, your school, your whatever, somebody's got information. And if you can't provide that, Pasadena. Next.
I'm so sheltered. I live on the third floor of a condo, so I don't have to deal with any of it.
Well,
really.
You know, this is a good thing. I'll give you a quick little tip.
Uh-huh.
I got Vonage like 8 or 10 years ago. I don't get telemarketer calls anymore.
Oh, okay.
I get more telemarketer calls on my cell phone than I do on my home phone.
Yeah, you know, that is the other thing, is you can register for that do not call list, and you still get phone calls. What is up? Come on.
Well, I mean, if they're a real group, they can be tracked down by the FTC and penalized for that. So definitely get the name of their organization and then call them in.
Anytime that's ever happened, I inform them. I'm on the do not call list, and you're violating that. And I need the name of your organization, and they've never called back.
That's always good. I know we should move on, but one of my favorite telemarketer calls came because I actually, and Molly, you may not know this, that I actually bought my grandparents' house. So I will still occasionally get calls for my grandparents who have been dead now for over 10 years, okay?
Is it somebody trying to sell you a squatty potty for them?
No, but this is so funny. So I get a call from somebody who says, oh, ma'am, we wanted to see if you wanted to repave your driveway. And I said, no, and I'm on the do not call list, you know, good luck to you. And I get ready to hang up. He goes, but wait, I talked to your husband, Charles, the other day, and he said you were interested.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Charles was my grandfather. And I said, oh, how did you talk to him? Oh, I spoke to him on the phone. Charles said he was very interested in getting a new driveway. And so I said, well, what phone plan do you have? And he goes, silent.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm not sure. I don't know what the company has. Why do you ask? I said, because I'd love to get a hold of it because my grandfather died. And if you were talking to him, I'd like your phone plan. And he hung up on me.
Oh.
Direct line to heaven.
Right.
That's it. Free long distance calling.
All right.
You know what's amazing about this story is that these three individuals involved with this charity, Rose Perkins, James Reynolds II, and Kyle Effler, have agreed to a settlement that bans them from participating in any fundraising activity and to shut down these sites. Nothing in this story about jail time.
They have to.
That's ridiculous. That's got to be coming.
Or giving the money back.
Right. Yeah, something.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get more information.
That's got to be coming. So we'll follow it and see what happens. It's 41 past the hour. Coming up, we're going to talk about Hillary's change in how she wants these emails released coming into the election year. And also, Dave Letterman's last night is tonight. And Indianapolis is celebrating their own and having a little fun with it. It's 41 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that'll happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
44 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. Dougie out. Richie out. Ken here. Molly here. Jennifer here. We're all holding down the fort. Doug will be back with us tomorrow. He is in Orlando today getting some health screenings from Dr. Ken. Rich stepped out for a moment. Hillary Clinton is in the news today, guys. She urged the State Department on Tuesday to speed the release of 55,000 pages. This is all in paper. Can you imagine all the paper cuts you get from 55,000 pages? From her time as Secretary of State, as her decision to spurn the administration rules and use a private email address continued to follow her around as she launched her campaign for president. So now she spoke to the media, and this has been a while, Molly, you can fill us in on this. Mm-hmm. Since she launched her official launch date of a candidate was about a month ago, a little over a month ago. And in that time, she'd answered about 8 questions from the media. Well, she broke her silence, finally answered some questions yesterday, saying that she would hope that the State Department would speed this process because from a strategic standpoint, she doesn't want all of the information from these 55,000 pages of email released in January, which is when the State Department expects to do that. She doesn't want it all dumped out right before the Iowa caucus. She'd rather have it kind of blip out over the next couple of months.
Right, and this stems from her using a personal email account for her business account as well. On the same email account.
Business.
Yes, her business.
Her
personal business.
Another story that came out yesterday is, you know, obviously we've heard she was using a personal email address. She said she had one personal email address that she used during her entire tenure as Secretary of State. And then it was released this week that maybe she was not quite so honest about that because there was another email address, HROD17, that was also seen in some of these emails that have been turned over to the State Department. So maybe using two separate email addresses now instead of just one.
Right. Well, the federal judge rejected the State Department's proposal to release the emails next January, like you were saying, time-wise. The judge instead ordered the agency to conduct a rolling production of the records in the meantime. So how do you guys think that's going to play out? Do you think it's better for her politically for them to trickle out or to have had them come out in January?
Honestly, I don't think it matters. Mm-hmm. I think that people who are going to be upset about this weren't going to vote for her anyway.
I think you're right. I mean, if she were another candidate, I would say it's better for her to have them trickle out because I think those little blips of information coming out, people will eventually get tired of it and not care. If it all dumps out in January right before the Iowa caucus, I think if she were another candidate, that could have an impact on her campaign. But because she has the name Clinton, she's very Teflon-esque. I think that she is almost, you know, like they say, the corporations are too big to fail. I don't see her failing, and I know her critics are going to be, you know, sad to hear me say that, but I don't see that this is going to impact her in a big way because you're right, Ken. The people that care about this aren't going to give her the vote anyway.
Right.
Molly, how do you, are you, because you're a Clinton supporter, right? What do you think about all this?
I'm not necessarily a Clinton supporter. I don't really walk along any kind of party lines. So I don't like the fact that this seems a little tricky. Why was she doing this in the first place? Doesn't really make any sense.
Right. And a lot, you know, anytime that political people tend to go in front of committees, like she was in front of Trey Gowdy, anytime you try to bring up those lies, you know you're going to get caught. This is the day and age of cameras, of recording devices, of cell phones, of servers, of a lot of evidence, and it's just hard to get away with it. On to some lighter fare. David Letterman, I don't even know if this is lighter. I'm a little sad about this one, actually. David Letterman is signing off The Late Show tonight. He leaves comedy really forever changed, and I think with him goes kind of the golden age of late night TV. Everything has shifted a little bit. People not doing traditional late night like he did, Jay Leno, Johnny Carson before them. And it's a sad day. Are you guys planning on watching his last show tonight?
Kenny?
I will, yeah.
I'm going to record it. I need to find the one with Bill Murray on it because I love Bill Murray. But
yeah,
he
had Bill Murray on last night. And Ken, you said you watched it. Was it cool? I heard he jumped out of a cake.
Yes, he did. They brought out this big cake that said Goodbye Dave or something on it. And then it burst open and Bill Murray came out. And they showed a very funny montage of clips from Bill Murray's first appearance on late night, early 80s, clips from that all the way up to him jumping out of the cake. It was very funny.
Well, it's kind of cool because Bill Murray was David Letterman's first guest back in 1984, right. I think. And then he was his first guest when he moved the show late night to CBS, and or the late show. And, he, you know, so to have Bill Murray be his first guest and now really his last guest, really kind of a cool relationship. That's a fun thing. What would we have done? I mean, think about all the bits, the top 10 list, stupid pet tricks, all these things that David Letterman has given us.
I think he's brilliant. Dougie's not really a fan, but I love Letterman.
He's going to be missed, and we'll continue to follow it. It is 51 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You think I'm licked? You all think I'm licked? Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause, even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
The office of the United States Senate.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
My Country Sympathy, and it was used during the opening credits of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from 1939. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington starred Jimmy Stewart, who we celebrate today. He was born on this day in 1908.
This is the film that really made Jimmy Stewart a movie star.
Yeah. This is the one. Now, we kind of did a little poll off the air about who had seen the movie, and Molly, you and I have not seen it.
I have seen it.
Oh, you have?
It was
I'm
just
sorry.
So long ago that I don't remember the details.
That's right. You thought that you can't remember it. That's
I can't,
it was.
But it was
and
good.
And Ken, you said you remember this movie, right? I've not seen it. I guess I have to add it to my Netflix queue.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. Stewart is, like he is in so many of his movies, he was kind of an everyman who gets picked to replace a senator that has passed away. So he has no political background, and then he.
How
does
he get picked to become that senator if he's no experience?
The governor of whatever state, of some unnamed state. I don't think they ever said.
He's not.
This was very controversial when it was released. Why was that, Kenny? Was it because it challenges the status quo? Because it challenges bureaucracy and the way things were done?
Yeah, it gave really an unprecedented look inside Congress. we'd never, I mean, we all take it for granted now, but people didn't realize the way things worked or didn't work.
And you really didn't ask questions about it at that time either, right? You just kind of accepted what the government told you and figured that that was, they had your best interest at heart.
Yeah. And he was a patriot because he did question rather than just going along with everything. He stood up and said, this isn't right. It needs to be fixed. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, happy birthday, Jimmy Stewart, born on this day in 1908. Chuck Curry is out today, but we will have movie moments for you next.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
57 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. This is the time of day when we do movie news, guys. Normally, Chuck Curry joins us, but he is out. Ken Kessler with me, Molly Page. And Ken, you are a gigantic Star Wars fan, and you've been giddy about this new little bit of Star Wars news.
Yes. Two little nuggets of news. First, they announced that this is the Force Awakens, the next movie that comes out in December, is not going to be a big, epic, long movie like the Avengers movie that's currently in theaters. They said that they don't want people to be sitting in there through the last 20 minutes going, why isn't this over yet?
Going, I gotta go to the bathroom. Don't want to miss anything.
Right.
Well, that's good to know. So just a traditional two-hour movie, you're not going to have to sit there for forever and ever.
Right. And the other neat thing is that once the cast was announced for this, lots of people were saying, well, what about Billy Dee Williams, who was Lando Calrissian? And while he's not going to be in this upcoming movie, the director has said, or one of the writers has said, that Lando's story is not over yet. So you can count on seeing him in future movies.
Aww. So maybe the original cast and these members will filter back in throughout the series. That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
I like it. I'm going to get in line. Just the thought of seeing Harrison Ford back again and just the original guys. I mean, even though I haven't seen the new ones so much, this one really does appeal to me. So we'll continue to follow this series. And when does it come out, Ken?
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.